This weekend began Saturday morning with the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, also known as Candlemas Day, since many parishes bless candles on this feast. February 2nd was chosen for this feast because the Holy Family's presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple would have occurred 40 days after the birth of Jesus, the day that divine light began to shine in the darkness of a very dark world, hence the blessing of candles. And isn't it true that this last year we have experienced several disturbing chapters of this ongoing struggle between the light and the darkness? But as we proclaim on Christmas and see every Easter, the light of Christ is stronger than any darkness we'll ever have to face. Most of you know from previous years that my message to you this time of year is about our annual CASA, Catholic Arkansas Sharing, appeal. As you know, our diocese and the church at large have been going through a time of darkness this last year, and there are wounds we want to help heal, darkness we want to help lift, wrongs we want to help set right. Because the question is no doubt on some of your minds, I need to start by making it clear that no money that you give to CASA is used to provide assistance to those victims of abuse whom we are helping here in Arkansas. That financial support comes from other diocesan sources, not from CASA. The overall expenses of the diocese are covered by proceeds from investments, from an assessment paid by every parish and mission, in effect a diocesan tax, from bequests of various sorts, and so on. Multiple sources of income. CASA funds are used for the purposes listed on your pledge envelope. Most of it funds the ongoing operations of the diocese. For instance, all the offices that provide services that exceed what most parishes are able to provide on the local level. Vocations, Catholic Charities, our faith formation programs, Catholic schools, Hispanic ministry, our deacon formation program, our tribunal, our pro-life activities, many others. $75,000 of CASA money is used to support our seminarians. We ordained 8 new diocesan priests in 2018, plus 2 more for Subiaco, 6 the year before that, and we'll ordain 2 more this coming year. 18 new priests in the last 3 years. The light is stronger than the darkness. We presently have around 60 men from all around the state in formation to become permanent deacons, which will eventually double the number of deacons we have in active ministry. The light is stronger than the darkness. Fletcher Hall has now been remodeled, partly with CASA money, and it is now in full operation, hosting retreats and other activities that serve to build up the faith. Here also, the light is stronger than the darkness. And I could give you more examples. A fuller description of many of the ways your CASA donations are used to build up the church in Arkansas can be found in this week's issue of the Arkansas Catholic. If you're not yet a subscriber, please sign up. Subscription envelopes are being provided to you along with your CASA pledge card to be filled out during this Mass. In our diocese, we ask that you give 1% of your gross income to CASA. For instance, if you earn $50,000 per year, pledge to give $50 per month for the next 10 months, and that's 1%. If everyone participates, many people will benefit for many years to come. Thank you for your generosity in the past, and thanks in advance for an even more generous response this year. This is one way in which you could be a light shining in the darkness here in Arkansas today. Please join me in making this entire year a shared blessing for everyone.